CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A federal judge says the U.S. Naval Academy's race-conscious admissions policies are constitutional. Details from CBS's Michael Toscano.
A group called Students for Fair Admissions argued the Naval Academy's admissions process is unconstitutional because it discriminates based on race. But the Academy says a racially diverse officer corps is necessary to execute the Navy's mission. A federal judge ruled in favor of the Academy. Students for Fair Admissions will appeal.
Another setback for TikTok in its attempt to overturn a law requiring its Chinese parent company, that is, to sell the app. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The appeals court decision basically said, look, this is about China, a foreign adversary, having the potential control over the data and manipulation of 170 million Americans.
TikTok says it will appeal to the Supreme Court. A possible break in the hunt for the person who killed a prominent health insurance leader in Manhattan on Wednesday. CBS's Meg Oliver on the story.
Our sources tell us that police have a name for the person of interest that possibly shot and killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. They're working to confirm that name.
Employers in the U.S. added 227,000 jobs in November. Acting Labor Department Secretary Julie Hsu on the strong report.
We saw upward revisions in September and October. Again, really, every piece of this is a continued very, very strong labor market and a strong labor market that's working for working people.
Both the president-elect and the vice president-elect say they are not backing off their support of Pete Hegseth to be defense secretary. But CBS's Scott McFarlane says a week on Capitol Hill for Hegseth has not produced a breakthrough.
It's not clear to anybody if any of this is breaking through, because so far, after those 4 days, Pete Hegseth has limited himself to only visits with Trump loyalists in the U.S. Senate, those who consistently back whatever Donald Trump does.
Some residents of the San Francisco Bay Area say they didn't get word of the tsunami warning that followed the 7.0 magnitude earthquake in Northern California yesterday. Here's KCBS radio reporter Matt Bigler.
The city's outdoor emergency sirens remain offline. Money set aside for security upgrades went elsewhere during the pandemic. The city did send out vehicle-mounted megaphones to warn people about the possible tsunami, and emergency officials say residents should sign up for mobile alerts.
A jury's found two Indianapolis police officers not guilty in the 2022 death of a man who was shocked with a taser and then restrained face down while being handcuffed. At this hour, the Dow is off 145 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. It's a $3 billion expansion in Kenosha County for Eli Lilly. The pharmaceutical company is adding on to its Pleasant Prairie facility to boost production of diabetes and obesity medications. It'll create 750 new jobs. Construction is set to start next year. A Kenosha High School student appeared in court remotely yesterday after being charged with bringing a loaded gun to school. Prosecutors are trying to transfer the case to adult court. The 16-year-old remains in juvenile detention, facing multiple charges, including making terroristic threats. Racine County voters will head to the polls on December 19th for a special election to choose a new county executive. The election features candidates Wendy Christensen and Ralph Malicki. Early voting options are available. And Burlington has their big Christmas parade today. It'll lead to road closures in that downtown. The parade starts at 6:30 and ends with the mayor lighting the Christmas tree in Wemhoff Square. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Chris Middleton is back. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the return of Chris Middleton to the Bucks lineup for the first time this season. Middleton explained after first injuring his left ankle, then his right last season, if that's what led to the decision to have surgery on both ankles last summer.
Yeah, directly related to each one, yeah. The doctor told me, you know, what was going on, said, you know, you could play through it if you can in the playoffs. After I took some weeks off, just realized they weren't healing the way I thought they should. Realized just needed the cleanup process to get get ready for this coming season.
The Bucks are in Boston to play the Celtics. Giannis Antetokounmpo celebrating his 30th birthday today. Former teammate Drew Holiday, now with the Celtics, was asked.
Giannis, a happy 30th birthday.
Oh, is it?
NFL, the Packers back in Green Bay after losing to the Lions in Detroit 34-31. The players have the weekend off. Next Sunday night, they play the Seahawks in Seattle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 30 this afternoon. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight, 23. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43. Then on Sunday, partly cloudy with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. All right. The survey results have been compiled, and these are the best toys of all time. This is the list. It cannot be altered. Number 5, any kind of Nerf ball. Number 4, a slip and slide. Number 3, a cardboard tube. Number 2, Legos. And number 1, a cardboard box. That's it. That's the list. Don't change it.
Think of your fellow man. Lend him a helping hand. Getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. Here, just wait and see. Another day goes by. Children cry, put a little love in your heart. If we want the world to know, we won't let hatred grow. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place.
look around, and if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got a year. Oh, I feel nice. Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. Sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love can't do me no harm. And I feel sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got you. Wow. I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I you. So good.
Racine's home for local news, Timeless Hits, and high school basketball, WRJN. We've got action for you tonight, and Dick Graceffa has the call of the game.
Case opens conference play against Franklin in the Southeast Conference. The pregame will be at 6:30 with tip-off at 7 p.m.
All right, Dick, high school basketball tonight on WRJN.
As the Christmas holiday season begins, O&H Danish Bakery invites you to enjoy their Reindeer Tracks Kringle. A festive filling of cream cheese, layered with tantalizing toffee and caramel, is made even better with vanilla frosting, topped with chocolate curls and toffee bits. O&H's Reindeer Tracks Kringle. Pick up one this week, and why not send one to someone special? Visit ohdanishbakery.com. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek, where their baking spirit's bright.
To update your floors but unsure of where to start? Jeff, Elizabeth, and the team at Mitchell Carpets in Kenosha deliver decades of experience in fine flooring. They're ready to help you find the perfect fit with 40 to 70% off retail. Choose from laminate and vinyl plank flooring or thousands of square yards of in-stock, ready-to-install, name-brand carpet from Karastan and Shaw. Or stylish remnants and area rugs perfect for any room in your home. Mitchell Carpets at 80th Street and Sheridan Road. Open 10 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
It's the fourth day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Happy 8 Collectibles at Southridge Mall. Your stop for toys, comics, sports memorabilia, and the second annual HappyCon next weekend. From December 13th through 15th at Southridge Mall, enjoy vendors, gaming, and celebrity guests like WWE Hall of Famer Kurt Angle on the 14th from 11 to 6. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm
Harbison, Dream Baby, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. We are looking for a partly cloudy sky tonight, a low of 24. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 43. Sunday, mostly sunny and 48. We are your home for local news, timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics, too. It's Andy Williams on WRJN.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring-ting-tingling, too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in the wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like birds of a feather would be. Let's take the road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. There's a birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop. At the fireplace while we watch the chestnuts pop. There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy. When they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie, it'll nearly be like a picture print by Courier and I. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our life. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Let's take the road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Come on.
WRJN.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry, cause baby, there ain't no mountain high enough.
Station covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 97 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Lots of jobs and lots of investment are coming to Kenosha County. Pharmaceutical giant Eli Lilly has plans for a $3 billion expansion of its Pleasant Prairie facility. The drug maker is looking to boost production of diabetes and obesity medicines. The project will add 750 highly skilled jobs to the current workforce of over 100 employees. Construction is set to start next year with 2,000 workers hired to build the new addition. Governor Evers praised the project and the region. Between Eli Lilly and Microsoft, there's more than $6 billion of development going on in southeastern Wisconsin. It might be a little bit before our Racine County Wingstop is back to normal. Following up on yesterday's news, it was an 84-year-old woman that drove through the front window of the Caledonia Wingstop on Douglas Avenue yesterday. She and her 89-year-old husband were in the vehicle, and both are okay. The restaurant is still open, but for carryout only at this point. A first-ever calendar featuring artwork by Racine Elementary students will soon be available. The calendar contest, run by the Racine Financial Empowerment Center, ran from April through the summer and accepted entries from kindergarten through 8th grade students. It's an effort meant to spotlight fiscal responsibility among children. Mayor Corey Mason says the students' artwork will not only brighten homes and offices, but will also serve as a reminder of the importance of financial education. Those calendars will be ready for pickup at the library Monday the 16th. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 30 this afternoon. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight, 23. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43. Then on Sunday, partly cloudy with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Sarah told her, and you're
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And now a song featuring lead singer Sonny Gerace. Sonny Gerace was the lead singer of two bands with big hits, Climax with Precious and Few, and this band, The Outsiders. It's Time Won't Let Me on WRJN.
Time won't let me.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, all week long, you love listening to the timeless hits from the 60s and 70s on WRJN, but listen Sunday mornings as WRJN presents Lou Regani and Music of the Stars. Before Elvis, before Buddy Holly and the Beatles, there was Nat King Cole, Benny Goodman, and Glenn Miller. There was Julie Andrews and, of course, Frank Sinatra. It's Sundays from 7 a.m. till noon. It's Lou Regani and Music of the Stars on WRJN.
Get out!
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's the Four Seasons, December 1963. Oh, what a night. I'm Kurt Vollman. Hey, today is day four of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. And today's deal is from Happy Eight Collectibles at Southridge Mall. It's your stop for toys, comics, sports memorabilia, and the second annual Happy Con, which is coming up this weekend. If you want information, go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner. You can purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. It's 50% off today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hey Badger fans, basketball season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Uma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Uma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Uma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Uma.
Nice. Find your business comm at uma.com/radio.
If fashion is your thing, eBay is it. eBay's where I find all my favorites, from handbags to iconic streetwear, all authenticated. For real. This time, a little Supreme, some Gucci. I even have that vintage Prada on my watch list. That's why eBay's my go-to for all my go-tos. Yeah, eBay. The place for new, pre-loved, vintage, and rare fashion. eBay. Things people love.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning.
since my breakup with you.
WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 4. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Milk up a job in the city. Waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep. And worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning.
Timeless hits. WRJN.
Some massive little girl.